Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The right fielder, Soup Campbell. Batting third. The center fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bo Bell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Milner. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Milner. And now, play ball. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Salters reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is called out on strikes. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Salters moves to third. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Tresh reaches second base with a double. Salter scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lyons moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0 for 1 in the game. Quell strikes out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Salters takes first base on ball 4. Lyons moves to third. Webb moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hemsley moves to second. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields the ball and throws to Lyons covering. Safe. Hemsley moves to third. Boudreau moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb misplays the ball. That's an error on Webb. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hemsley moves to third. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of right. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Hemsley scores. Milner moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Indians. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic hits a pop-up towards first. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chapman moves to third. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heath strikes out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Chapman scores. Bell moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0 for 2 in the game. Quell bunts towards first. Bell fields the ball and throws to Milner covering. Safe. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Milner. Quell moves to third. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Solter strikes out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell, who is chasing the ball. Appling reaches third base with a triple. QL scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Milner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Campbell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 3 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. QL hits a line drive towards short. Boudreau reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Salters hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-3 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-3 in the game. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tresh bunts towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Feller now pitching. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lyons strikes out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tresh. The throw from Hemsley and he is out, Boudreau applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Campbell bunts towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock now playing right field. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Krivic bunts towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Webb moves to second. One out. Joaquín is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. QL takes first base on ball 4. Muz Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Soltis strikes out. 2 outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Soltis. Heath reaches second base with a double. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tresh for a passed ball. Heath moves to third. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-4 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heath scores. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.